Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to have a word with you, and I've got some announcements, some news to give you. I started doing my radio show in 97, November 17th, Monday, November 17th, 1997, because I believe that there wasn't anyone advocating for small businesses out there. That was 23 years and 7 months ago. And I felt like nobody was on the air every day, Monday through Friday, talking to small business owners, bringing them information, advocating for them on a policy basis. No, there was no other voice out there doing that. There was one person doing a weekly show, but it was basically a lead generation show. It wasn't an advocacy slash reporting content, heavy content type of program. And I felt like that needed to be done every day, and so I started doing it. And I've been doing it ever since. Haven't missed it a day or a week since. We've been on the air Monday through Friday for 2 hours ever since. But all things come to an end, and that the Small Business Advocate Show will end this week. At the end of this week, it will stop. After 23 years and 7 months, I'm going to semi-retire. And I just turned 72. I've never told you guys that. I've never talked about my age. You know that I'm on the leading edge of the baby boomers. You probably figured it out. You could probably do the math to some degree. But I'm 72. And I don't have to tell you probably, if you look around, there's not a lot of support for a program like mine. Why? It's been fun, but it also hasn't been easy. And you know, there's no other program out there like this one. So there's nothing like this on television. And don't say Shark Tank, because that's not like this. I mean, there's no other program that brings you 1,000 voices a year on small business issues, 1,000. And all of our 2-hour programming produces 2,600 podcasts a year that you can listen to individually. Not even the whole interview, just the one segment, which is each one is self-contained. So that's what we've tried to do all this time, but nothing lasts forever. And so as of this week, I'm going to wrap it up. And I just want you to know, though, it's bittersweet for me because I am looking forward to the fourth quarter of my career. I'm going to continue to work. I'm going to go back to full-time consulting. I still have something to say. I'm going to continue to write, but I'm not going to have the deadlines that I've had before. My column deadlines, the show deadlines. I guess you could say my new business model is no more deadlines, no more early morning alarms to get me here for 6 a.m. Mike's Live, no more of those. I feel like at this point in time in my life, I've earned the right to sleep instead of 4:20, to sleep to 6:20 if I want to. And then the column deadline, I've had a column deadline for 22 years. A Mike's Live deadline for over 20, almost 24 years, and a column deadline for 22 years. So I'm going to continue to write, but it's going to be more periodic, probably once a month instead of once a week. A lot of people do that, but I just wanted you to know this week, and I'm going to be here all week with the great guests, all the guests that are here, going to be here this week. Are people who've been with me for a long time. Steve Forbes is coming up right after the break, and it's at the bottom of the hour, and he's been with me for 20 years. The last guest on my show on Friday was my first guest November 17th, 1997, Cleta Mitchell, and people in between, all Eva Rosenberg, Steve Martin, people like that who've been with us for so long, almost as long as I have. These are our guests this week as we wrap up the Small Business Advocate Show. I hope someone else will come behind me and pick this up. People have asked me, why don't I have a competitor? Well, I think one of the reasons is it's hard. And number two, most people don't want to work this hard because it is hard. Because I'm an independent. I've been independent since the day one. I'm an independently syndicated program. So if you know anything about getting sponsorships, you know how hard that is. And after 2008, it got harder and harder. But the main reason why this is happening this week, the main reason why we're wrapping it up, is because, you know, I want to do some other things myself in the fourth quarter of my career. That gives me a little more time. I'm giving you some personal stuff here. I've never taken off 2 weeks in a row in my life. Most I've ever taken was a week. And I'd like to do that for once. And a few other things. But mostly at 72, no more deadlines. But you'll still be hearing from me. If you're subscribed to my newsletter, we're going to keep that going. They're going to continue to bring put content up, different content up every week. It'll still be out there. I'll still be writing a new column every so often, and you may hear from me in other ways. But in the meantime, I want to thank you for your time. I want to thank you for your care, your interest. I want to thank you for all those of you who've commented on how the show has helped you. I appreciate that very much. Those of you who got help from the show and didn't tell me, that's okay. I understand. It doesn't matter to me. What matters to me is that I hope that we made a difference. That's all anyone can hope when you go through life, is that you made a difference. And if something that I said, an idea or a word or a guest or an interchange between the two of us, if something we said anywhere along the way helped you out a little bit, gave you a leg up, gave you some perspective, turned a light on, provided some clarity. If anything like that happened, then my time here was well spent. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'm going to take a quick break. And when we come back after the break, it's going to be all about you. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.